Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
I have been working so hard lately, as I'm sure a lot of you have. But I've also been spending some really quality time with my kids, introducing them to some of my favorite TV shows. I think they're old enough now to watch. And Hulu has them all. Like, literally almost every single one of my favorite shows is on Hulu. From Family Guy, Bob's Burgers, South Park, and some older fare. Like, they've been enjoying The Masked Singer, The Voice, Blackish, and more. And you guys, if you don't have Hulu, you need to. It's perfect for families and single people too, because there's so many options and it's so affordable. You can get a really great low price. Plans start at $5.99 a month. So if you love TV and don't want to miss a moment of the new stuff, go to Hulu.com and start your free trial.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
3, 2, 1.
Live from Los Angeles.
It's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
With my man,
Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
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 Perez Hilton.
Y'all ready?
It's the PHP.
Why, hello, folks. Welcome to the PHP. That's Perez Hilton. I'm Chris Booker. How you doing?
I don't want to bore you, so let's just start the show.
Okay. Well, hell.
Well, you're always an asshole when I answer your question honestly, and it's like not something you want to hear.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you then. Thank you for knowing me so well.
But I'm going to talk about it anyways.
Come on. The show was about to be great. I could feel it.
Can you give me 60 seconds?
All
to
right,
talk
sure
about yeah something boring, 60 seconds. I'm going to time myself. I'll shut up after 60 seconds. I am mostly a good father. There are some things that some parents are better suited at than others, though. I don't think I'm very suited at homework. It's giving me so much anxiety. And I am getting so fucking snippy at my son to the point that it's agitating.
Aww.
I know. It's agitating him and it's making him not enjoy doing. I mean, but then does anybody fucking enjoy doing homework? I did not like doing homework when I was a kid. And now I fucking hate it when I'm helping my son as a fucking parent. It's like, and I guess I sort of understand it. He likes doing math. That's maybe like easy for him. The things that are hard for you, he doesn't like. And then he starts like moaning. And I'm like, stop moaning because you don't. I don't want you to fucking moan in school. And like, or like making noises. And it's like,
right.
It's like the reading part is so difficult. Like I am so tense after we're done with reading. It's like, we're fucking done. We're done. All right. That's 60 seconds. But
well, I thought that was humorous. That was pretty good.
Thanks.
Now, wait a minute. So the reading bothers you?
No.
Math.
No, math. He loves doing math. I think he's just good at math. He's struggling with reading.
Yeah, but reading's something you comprehend. This is what I don't get. Is it that you have a hard time teaching him reading? Like, if it was math, my point was going to be like, look, if my kid came to me with math problems, I'd be like, fuck, I don't know how to help you here.
No.
And I would be agitated.
No. I think they gave him some really challenging books to read as part of his homework. Which a part of me says, well, okay, that's good, because then that'll hopefully elevate him. Like, hopefully he'll get better once he reads this. Hopefully, I guess. Or the other part of me is like, maybe he's just not fucking ready to read these books yet. They brought him home. They gave him 4 how-to books. Some of them are easier. It's like, how to make a snowman. Okay, that one was not that hard. But last night, we were reading How to Make Lemonade. And it was hard as fuck, because it was something like using some technical words and measurements, like 1 3/4. I don't even know if they've taught him how to say 3/4 yet in school. So I'm like, is he really ready to read this? With the math, I kind of can like observe and still be working and doing my thing. But with reading, I kind of have to like give him even more of my time and kind of like focus even more. And it's not quick. It takes a fucking long time. So whatever. It's just driving me crazy.
Sounds like a struggle.
It has been. All week long, I've been wanting to pull my hair out. But then I feel so shitty for making my son feel shitty doing homework. But it's like, I have legitimate real anxiety, and my anxiety gets worse and worse and worse when we get to the reading. And it's like, I see him struggling, and it's like, then I get mad at him for like a simple word that he doesn't know. I'm like, you know that word. That's a simple word. You know that word. If it was a comma.
Yeah, I don't think you're supposed to do that.
I know.
See, that kind of gives me anxiety. Like even thinking about having kids. But my partner, Kellen, is so smart. This is someone that's never got a B in her entire life. I see her sit with her half-sister or her half-brother and sit there and explain things. And it comes so easily to her that I know I would be you. I would just be losing my fucking mind, because I don't know if I have the patience for
me
it,
neither.
One,
me neither.
I was a bad student, and I wouldn't know how to teach a kid how to be a good student. I think that's where the hang up might be with you, that you weren't maybe a great student either.
No, I was a good student, and reading always came easy to me. And English came easy to me. Math didn't. But I could somehow teach the math easier to my son because it's very logical. But I think it's just like the reading is more on him. Does that make sense? Like, he has to read.
Yeah.
He has to read it on his own or not. And it's like,
right.
I don't want to be reading every word for him.
And you don't want to strangle him either.
I don't.
It's close.
I know. Well, what usually happens is towards the end, I like, fuck it. I just start telling him a lot of the words towards the end.
I think most parents do that, though, dude.
It's just
I think
like
everybody does that.
Driving me crazy. So that's my life.
Funny.
That's how I've been this week. And speaking of parenting, from my parenting drama to an update. This just in, well, not just in, but an update on T.I. and his daughter. T.I.'s daughter, after all of that drama with her father and the hymen comments that he made on that podcast, she has unfollowed him on Instagram. Oh.
That'll teach you.
And unfollowed her stepmother, Tiny. The question I ask us both is, do you think T.I. will apologize to his daughter? Should he apologize to his daughter? Should he? I think, yeah, absolutely. Will he? I doubt it.
I'm going to go no and no.
You don't think he should?
No.
What?
I'm not a parent. I'm not going to tell other people how to parent their kids either. I think it'd be kind of hypocritical as a non-parent. To me, that doesn't seem very logical, what he's
but
doing.
No. That's not why I think he should apologize. I think he should apologize for having made it public, not for the decision that he made to get her checked at the gynecologist once a year.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. You're right. Then yes, he should apologize about that. He should not have made that public. You are right about that.
Yeah.
So I guess my answer is the same as yours then.
Okay. Yeah, I don't care if he wants to be like super, super duper uber controlling. If that's how he wants to parent, great. But I don't like that's something so the personal, medical, private. It would never occur to me. Even when like my, I'm trying to think. My only thing I can think about now is like, what will happen when my oldest daughter gets her first period or makes that first change? I think I should not talk about that. I don't. But, you know, maybe like a few years later, I can then share like, you know, when that first happened with my daughter, this is what I did because I'm a father and I, you know, asked my sister for support and I asked my mom not to support just because I thought it would be better. I thought it would be better.
Much less traumatic for your daughter.
Yeah, I thought it would be better if only my sister helped. So like, I think maybe sharing something like that after the fact, if I'm not sharing anything embarrassing, would be fine. But if I, you know, like, oh my God, my daughter had her period yesterday, her first period yesterday, that's probably not a good idea.
Yeah. Well, maybe T.I. is thinking that he is doing this after the fact that she is now her own woman and 18. Doesn't sound like she's off the tit, though, with him, because it sounds like he's still holding something over her. Money, probably, as you said last couple days
ago. Yeah, well, the Instagram unfollow is powerful in this day and age.
It's funny.
All right. Well, did you know that they are reality TV stars?
Who?
T.I. and his family.
Oh, yeah. I knew that.
They've got a show on VH1. Speaking of reality TV stars, Kourtney Kardashian is sort of retiring from Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Did you hear that?
Okay. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, she wants to focus on spending more time with her kids and being a mom. Which, frankly, I don't know the intricacies of their shooting schedule. I don't know how hard they ask her to work on that. And to me, that's goals as fuck. That she has enough money to be able to say, fuck it, I'm going to do what I want to do to make myself happy and to be the best parent possible. I think that's great.
I agree. I think stepping out of the light, especially when your kids are coming to an age of realizing what mommy does, I think it's kind of cool. You know, people will forget. People are going to forget. The second that it is off the air, people will forget about it. It's like Friends. You know, you look back at it fondly, but you're not watching it every day. And maybe that's a
bad that's example. A bad example.
Because it is such a big show. But maybe it's like Big Bang Theory.
That's a better example.
Maybe a better example. It's just gone. She just becomes mom in their eyes and not someone that's feeding the machine every week. So I think it's healthy and I think good for her. I'm glad that she's got enough dough to be able to walk away from it. And I'm sure they've got plenty.
She's going to spend a lot more of her time making TikTok videos.
Doubt that.
Well, speaking of parenting, I've been lingering over what you said on Tuesday's podcast about like how I shoot my own foot sometimes.
You're your own worst enemy. That's what I
think. But I also think it's why people listen. Maybe like the big brands or corporations don't like that. But, you know, like I will always say what I think. Like what I'm going to say now could end up getting back to the person. She could get pissed. She could call me a liar, this and that, the other. Well, frankly, I would love for all of that to happen. But in your mind, then, if I think somebody's lying and if I'm going to say she's a liar, should I not say that?
No, it's your job.
Okay. Okay, then.
Well, I'm not talking about everything that you do is bad. I think that's part of what you do that's great. Calling it as you see it. That's interesting. I think sometimes you may overstep your boundaries a little bit. No one anointed you the internet police for everyone. And, you know, sometimes you do say things that I know why you do it. It's for business and you're generating interest and you're trying to keep the ball rolling. But other people don't. They just think that you hate the person when in fact you usually don't. Sometimes you're a big fan. I've heard you say things about people, Madonna, Ariana Grande, Selena Gomez, people that you are genuinely fans.
Yes.
Taylor Swift, even. I've heard you say negative things about Taylor Swift. I don't think that the general public gets that. I think that they think that you're just coming at people just to come at them.
No.
Which isn't the truth. But I get that.
Anyways, well, that's why our podcast is the best podcast out there. We should have won a fucking People's Choice Award, damn it.
Was that a category?
Yeah.
No, we were robbed.
Let me ask our hopefully I know what they will say. But I knew that we could have maybe gotten a nomination if we asked our listeners to nominate us.
Right.
But I didn't ask them to nominate us because, A, I thought that was kind of lame. And I thought, well, it'd be cool if they just nominated us without us asking. And B, I went to like look at the process. It wasn't even an easy process to sign up to nominate somebody. You had to like give them your email and sign up and shit. And I'm like, God, it's not simple. Like, and that's really intrusive, like asking people for their fucking email. And then after the nominations came out, I'm like, fuck, we should have just asked them. And we should have just straight up told people to make up a fake email address. So maybe next year we'll just ask people to make up an email address and nominate us. Is that lame? Is that lame? Would that be lame of us?
I don't know. I mean, it's okay if you know that it's sort of lame. It's like the Radio Hall of Fame. They have this category where fans vote shows in. It's so stupid. It's just to get attention for the Radio Hall of Fame. Like, and if I made it in because some fans voted me in, I would think it's so lame. You know, I just want to be put into anything on merit. And granted, the system is rigged. Sometimes you do have to grease the wheels, especially in show business, like the People's Choice Awards. Like Jennifer Aniston really got an award the other night. She's got a show out on Apple. She needed to promote that. They gave her some award. She showed up, gave a speech. It's greasing the wheels. So I don't know. I think there's a certain part of that in show business that it's okay to do as long as you are upfront about it. And I think we're pretty upfront about it.
Well, and I also think it's... Well, I don't know for sure, but I think it's rigged, right? Like,
of course. If you're there, you win.
Yeah, like...
The second place person wasn't there, okay?
Yeah.
Honestly?
Honestly?
Honestly, there are things everyone can do to help protect their sexual health.
Talk to a healthcare provider and find out about all your HIV prevention options.
Because honestly, our health is worth protecting.
Find out more at GetHonestAboutHIV.com.
All right. Kourtney's sister, Kim Kardashian, revealed that recently Kanye West got rid of the televisions in their kids' rooms. And that just surprised me on many levels because when I grew up with a television in my room. Did you grow up with a television in your room?
I did.
You did? Okay. Well, I grew up with a television in my room and I just thought in this day and age that parents just didn't let kids have TVs in their room. But I was mistaken.
Oh, I think most parents do, sure. They don't want to freaking babysit 24 hours a day. That's a built-in babysitter. The idiot box.
But also, like, their kids are so young, 6 and under. Should a 6-year-old have a TV in their room?
I mean,
I don't even like letting my kids watch that much TV, except for on the weekends. But yeah, because of God and his godliness, Kanye is a much stricter parent now.
Did God not have cable?
Apparently not.
Interesting.
God is not down with keeping up with the Kardashians.
God still has bunny ears, is what you're telling me?
Well, God is not down with that. But let me tell you, G-O-D is down with Genucel. Yes, sirree. You want to get rid of that double chin? Do you want to remove the bags and puffiness underneath your eyes? Well, Genucel will work for you. Robin S. from Lubbock, Texas says, quote, I put that jawline cream on my neck 2 or 3 days ago. That is the best dang neck.
That's what you get for mocking Robin S., who also wrote the song Show Me Love.
I love that song. She said, let me continue. That is the best my dang neck has looked in over 20 years. Several people told me my face looks young. I am blown away. I added the dang part, by the way. With Genucel's natural activities and a pure antioxidant base with no parabens, no chemical scents, and no pharmaceutical preservatives, it's the clean luxury your skin deserves every day. I'm serious about this. Call right now And the Genicel jawline treatment is yours absolutely free just for ordering the classic Genicel plant stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness. Go to Genicel.com. That's Genicel.com and select my name at checkout for instant savings. With Cam and Nix's 100% money back guarantee, you only have the bags, wrinkles, and the double chin to lose. Go to Genicel.com for 3-day shipping. Genicel.com. All right, one last little thing about parenting. We were just talking about Kim and Kanye. This thing went viral on Snapchat, actually, not even on TikTok. There was this face filter of a spider crawling over your face. Did you see this?
I saw that. Yes, yeah. Yes.
And everybody was doing it with their kids. And there were some really funny videos. And then some people are like, that's mean and cruel to do to your kid. I, of course, had to do it with my kids, especially I did it with my 2-year-old, and I just thought it was funny. Did you think that was mean or anything like that?
No, I saw it. I was like, cool filter. You know, I didn't think anything other than that.
Yeah, I thought it was funny and cute. Surprisingly, my 2-year-old was not scared, but my 6-year-old was.
I wonder what age the fear of spiders kicks in. 4?
I think it was more like the element of surprise that got him, because the spider was on his little sister. And then somehow, because he was in the frame too, it jumped from her to him. And he's like, ah! So it caught him off guard. All right, on to some music news. Whitney Houston's former lover, colleague, and best friend, Robin Crawford, is coming out with her tell-all book about her physical and emotional relationship with Whitney Houston. And what surprised me the most is that they only were lovers for a brief period of time in the early 80s. And Whitney put an end to that because she thought it wouldn't be good for her career. Yet despite that, they continued being friends and working together for decades after that. It better get juicier than that, because the only excerpt that I've read thus far, I'm like, it's kind of lame. I want tawdriness. I want drama. There's no drama yet.
Maybe she's saving it for the release, because if she lets everything out now, who's going to buy the book?
Maybe she'll talk about drug use with her.
I don't even know if I care. Whitney Houston did drugs. I think everybody knows this.
I mean, I think a lot of people do care, though. That's why I'm a little disappointed that the previews thus far have been
flat.
Yeah. All right. In more music news, ASAP Rocky, this is so surprising, has decided to return to Sweden after being detained there earlier this year for, I think it was over a month, wasn't it?
It was a while, yeah.
Yeah. He's not on tour. He's going for a one-off show in Sweden as a thank you to his fans in Sweden. I'm trying to remember what I said previously. Like, did I say he was never going to return, or he was? I think I said he was, because there's money to be made there.
I think we said that there's no way he's coming back.
Is that what we said?
But I got a theory on this one.
Okay.
He was guilty as the day is long. Okay. And they had him dead to rights, and they said, we're keeping you in here for the allotted amount of time. We could keep you in here for longer, but we don't want you bad-mouthing our country, so we'll make you a deal.
Oh,
we're gonna keep
no.
you here. Yep. And part of the deal was that he comes back and performs and doesn't say anything bad about their country. And the reason I think this is because he hasn't. He hasn't come back and spoke on the record and said anything shitty about what had happened to him there, or the people there, or even the authorities or their legal system. He said nothing. That tells me he's guilty. And he came back in a plea deal. That's my crazy conspiracy theory. But think about it. It all makes sense.
He was guilty. We know that. He knew that. But I don't buy that.
Look, I'm just trying to make sense of it. Why would he go back?
For money.
Oh, he gets money anywhere he goes, Perez. He could do shows. He could do 1,000 nights in America. He doesn't need the money. I'm telling you, there's something about a deal that was
well,
made.
And publicity, too.
Okay, publicity, there's that. But once again, does that get you any more money? I don't think so. You're getting paid to do a show. That's it. I mean, it shows that he's the better person. It may show that He understands that he was wrong, and he wanted to come back and actually give the people what they wanted in the first place. I just think there's a deal there. I do.
Nah, I don't think it would work out that way.
All right.
Anyways, onto some couples news. Pete Davidson and Kaia Gerber continue to go strong. They were recently spotted together enjoying dinner, just the two of them at Nobu. And like Perez Adamas said, Cindy Crawford continues to spend even more time in New York City, keeping a watchful eye on her daughter.
Mm.
And her husband was there, too. I think they might have even maybe moved to New York. That's maybe how concerned they are. I would be, too.
I would sell everything in L.A. I would move right into their apartment.
All right. This is a topic of debate amongst actors.
Okay.
And I am an actor. I'm a member of the Screen Actors Guild. I've done a lot of acting work in film and television and on the stage. Mm-hmm. Charlize Theron is one of those that are pushing to get rid of gendered categories at award shows. She wants gender neutral categories, like just best thespian.
Like, okay.
You know, that includes men and women and people that don't identify as either.
I like it. Shorter show. Good idea.
Well, I mean, I like it as a viewer in terms of it being a shorter show, but if I'm an actor, that just means half the awards. Less people winning awards.
Who cares? Like, they need awards. And I'm with Charlize Theron. She makes a good point. These people are celebrated all of the time. They're celebrated every time they open their fucking door, okay? Like, people are constantly celebrating them. How about less celebrating them, okay? And let's make the award show shorter. And let's sit and say, you know what? This person's the best actor. They won for this performance. Why do we have to dice up men and women? It is kind of silly. Like, why? It doesn't make any sense. Why? Just be completely gender neutral. I'm with her. That's not a bad idea. Why not?
Because it's also about business. And the more awards you give people for their projects, the better that is for showbiz.
Yeah, that's a good point. But then again, these award shows are so toast. I mean, all of the numbers are way down.
Not the Oscars. The Oscars still matter.
They do okay. They matter, but they're not as valuable. It's not as valuable as a property as it used to be.
I mean, if anything, I agree with that at the Grammys. Just because the Grammy gives out so many awards and it's mainly about the performances, like, you don't need best female pop vocal and best male pop vocal. And actually, I think the Grammys might have made that change already.
Yeah, but you don't need any of it. You don't need to celebrate these people with some bullshit award. I mean, how many bullshit award shows are there? I mean, they're all just kind of made up anyhow. It's just all for commerce.
I'm fine with that at the Golden Globes, too, just because they also give out so many awards. But at the Oscars, they only give out 8 acting awards now. If they were to take out the genders, then there's only 4 acting awards. And also, let's be super honest. It sucks, but men are probably going to be winning more often than not.
Why?
Because if you look back at all of the who makes up the voting academy, it's predominantly male. They're probably going to vote for men.
I don't know if I buy that. All of the awards, they're all bullshit anyhow. I mean, these people lobby for them. They go to luncheons. The studios pay money for votes. It's all bullshit. So who cares? I'm just for a shorter show.
Well, they can do that without getting rid of the 4 extra categories.
No, I say cancel all of them. Let's have the best teacher award. Let's have that award show. I'll watch that.
Yeah, nobody's gonna watch that.
I think it's more important, though. Who gives a shit what these actors want to do? I couldn't care less. They want to have 6 awards for the whole year, all of them combined into 6. Fine. 2, 1. How about make an award show 15 minutes long? How about they put the Oscars at halftime at the Super Bowl? That's fine with me. 15 minutes, we're done. Hand out a couple trophies, no speeches, there you go. Why do these people need more accolades? They don't. It's stupid.
Well, not more, but just...
any. Okay, why do they need any? These people are so celebrated in life.
Well, like... I already explained it to you. It's business.
Yeah, I know. Well, the business is stupid.
Well, it is what it is.
You're right. It is what it is.
All right, some more couples news. I was a little bummed to read this because I was hoping for a reconciliation with him and Caitlin Carter, but Brody Jenner and his on-again girlfriend, Josie Canseco, are on again.
Oh.
They had split, but now they're back together and they just celebrated her birthday in New York City and their Instagram official again after having unfollowed each other and scrubbed. That's something interesting, right? Like if you date somebody and then you either break up or take a pause and you unfollow them and you take down all of your, you know what? People probably don't delete the photos. They just archive them.
Right.
So if you archive them and then if you get back together with that person, then do you make the photo public again? what's the etiquette? What's the process?
I'm so happy. I have no idea. But it's a good question. I don't know the answer.
I would also just not delete them or archive them in the first place. That's just
right.
Me.
Well, when you break up with somebody, maybe you shouldn't take down the pictures. I mean, I may have pictures of my ex-girlfriend on my Instagram. I might. I honestly don't even know. Like, that's the thing. I don't think about it. I don't obsess over my Instagram that much or, you know, what I have out there. These are celebrities. I guess people will tear this apart, kind of figure out what it means. And it's a talking point for us bored people.
Yeah. All right. On some music news. This surprised me when it was announced for a few reasons. Niall Horan, whom we both like, has announced a North American tour. Did you hear about this?
Yes.
He's playing arenas.
Yes.
So at first, I thought that was really odd because I love Niall, but I don't think he's an arena headliner, at least not yet. I honestly didn't even think Harry Styles was an arena headliner on his last tour, but at least I could understand Harry. He was like the heartthrob, like the star mm-hmm. of One Direction. But then I also read that the opening act or very special guest as he's being billed is Louis Capaldi. Mm-hmm. Frankly, I think Louis Capaldi could probably headline arenas in America over Niall Horan.
No. Well, I went to see Lewis. I mean, it's a decent show, but it's not a headlining tour show.
What? You went to see him and you did not invite me?
I told you that I went to see him, and this was way before you fell in love with the song. I'm not even sure if you knew about the song when I went to see him. It was a long time ago. We talked about it on the show, though.
We did? Oh.
We did, yes. I went. I saw him.
You weren't blown away?
It was a good show, and he's very affable, and I really enjoyed the single, and that's all I knew at the time. It was when the song was kind of on the way up and just starting to make a dent. But it wasn't like the greatest blow me away kind of show. It was very good, and I like the guy. He's very funny. I think Harry has, or not Harry, fuck him, Niall just has those 1D fans. It's like NSYNC. It's weird because there's almost two Justin Timberlakes. I would have to say Harry's bigger, even though Niall's music is better and he's had more hits for whatever reason. Harry's the kind of star. He's got the it factor that Timberlake did, but a little lower on the ladder, I think right there is Niall because his music's actually pretty good. But I think those 1D kids, they haven't grown up yet, or they're just at the age of, they still have concerts in them and they want to see the 1D people. I think that's all that it is.
Do you think it'll sell well?
Yeah, I think it'll probably sell out.
Wow. Well, we shall see. I'm not going to go. Well, I also love, I'm still obsessed with Louis Capaldi and his album. And I love that he's, you know, he looks different. I love that he lives his life unapologetically. But if he does want to get healthier, I could send him some Daily Harvest. We are all overbooked, overstimulated, and constantly running on empty. For me, I'm always rushing to produce podcast episodes or YouTube videos, make TikToks. I barely have enough time to eat, let alone complete meals or prepare healthy ones. But being busy doesn't mean you have to resort to takeout or overly processed food. That is why I love Daily Harvest. Of all the meal delivery programs out there, Daily Harvest is the quickest. I guarantee you. Daily Harvest makes it so easy to eat more fruits and vegetables with thoughtfully sourced, chef-crafted foods that can be prepared in minutes or less. Yes, less than minutes, like 60 seconds. Each recipe takes one step to prepare with room to make it your own. Add your favorite milk to blend a smoothie or heat up a harvest bowl and top it with avocado or a fried egg. Choose from more than 65 different options like smoothies, harvest bowls, hearty soups, lattes, and overnight oats. It's so convenient and it's all so fresh. Go to dailyharvest.com and enter promo code Perez to get $25 off your first box. That's promo code Perez for $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com. That's dailyharvest.com. I just had a smoothie, so I burped. Sorry about that. All right. On to some TV news. I think this must be true. This is good. I'm sharing with you guys the future before it has even happened. If you missed this story, reports claim that Donald Trump has been talking to Mark Burnett, who helped him create The Apprentice, about doing a political kind of White House inspired The Apprentice when he leaves the White House. The White House and Mark Burnett have denied that, saying it's not true. I believe it. But a lot of sources also claim that he's definitely going to be returning to television after he's done.
He's got a lot of energy. I got to give him that. I can't imagine. Like, he's in his 70s, right?
Yeah.
He might have another term in him, probably. And what, he's going to be 80 years old, still doing reality TV? If it's true, he's got a lot of gumption. Me, I just want to retire. I just want to lay on the beach.
Martha Stewart's got a lot of energy in her, too.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of energy in me as well. If I was able to get on TV and I could stay on TV, I would be on TV till I don't want to be on TV anymore.
I guess.
Like poor Regis Philbin. He still wanted to be on TV, but they got rid of him. You kind of age out sometimes.
Maybe.
Sad. Because I want to celebrate her. Friend of Donald Trump's, Kim Kardashian, spoke on a panel recently about Instagram and influencers and blah de blah de blah de blah. And, you know, people like Jamila Jamil and others criticize her repeatedly for some of the Instagram-sponsored posts that she does. So she revealed that she often will use the money that she makes from Instagram-sponsored posts to help prisoners and her whole prison reform campaign. I think that's really awesome of her.
Yeah. Okay. I don't buy it, but okay.
You don't buy it?
No. I think that she is just rich and she uses her richness and her fame to move her platform along. And that's great. If it helps even one person, I think it's great. But I don't, saying that it's just coming from that pile of money is horseshit. It's all just one pile of money.
I guess. But she gives a lot of these people help with lawyers, and that's not cheap.
No, I believe that. And she's got it. So why not?
I was just trying to be positive, asshole.
I wasn't saying that you weren't. I just think it's kind of ridiculous that she's just saying, I use that Instagram money, that pile of cash, to help people. The rest of the cash that, you know, that I made on the porn tape and everything else, that's for something else. Come on. Dicing it up just seems silly to me. That's all.
But maybe that's how it works. Like, you know, I know that if I have like the regular money that I make on a regular month.
Comparing your pile of cash to her pile of cash is stupid. Like, hers is a giant pile of cash, is what I'm saying.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, if I get what I like to call found money, if I get a gig that I was not expecting, then I can use that money. Well, what I like to do is, okay, I'll right. split it up. I'm like, all right, this is going to go help to pay down my mortgage. This will go towards my savings. And then like 10 to 15% only I'll use to treat my family for something.
Right.
But maybe she's doing it that way. Like all the money that she makes from those posts.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you she's not. She's an accountant. All the money goes to the accountant and it comes out of a pile of money. That's what happens.
Well, all right. Let's take some fucking calls.
Hi, Perez and Booker. It's Siri from Northern Virginia. I was wondering, who do you guys think is, I guess, even above the Kardashians? Because, you know, Booker, you said they were B-list. Perez, you said A or A-minus. So in Perez and Booker's opinion, I know there are going to be different opinions. Who is above the Kardashians? Booker, I feel like you're going to say Brad and, like, Angelina and, like, the A-list, you know, movie stars. And I would agree with you, but they're not necessarily, you know, like, relevant all the time. But yeah, I just wanted your guys' opinion on that.
You answered your own question. Some people are so famous and so big, they don't have to be relevant all of the time. Brad Pitt is A-list no matter where he is, what he's in, what he's doing. Kim Kardashian has to do something weekly to maintain her A-minus, B-minus stature. That's what I would say to that.
I mean, I could think of so many people off the top of my head that are A-list while she's A-minus. I still think she's on the A-minus list. But, I mean, even Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift, Adele, Drake, Meryl Streep, so many others.
Steph calling from Canada. So I've been listening for a long time, and I love your guys' discussions about musical artists and hearing Chris's take, especially having so much history in the, or so much experience, sorry, in the music industry is really fascinating. Today, my heart, my little black rock and roll heart, was so excited to hear Chris Booker sing Rage Against the Machine on the PHP, and I just wanted to say that is the best fucking thing in 2019. So anyway, love you guys. More rock and roll, please, and keep up the good work.
That's right. Fuck you. I won't do what they tell me. Fuck you. I won't do what they tell me.
Oh, God, is that a song?
That's awesome. Killing in the name of dun, dun, dun. It's great. It's such a great song. You would love it. It's so angsty. It's such a great, like, fuck off song. Killing in the name of. Look it up. You'll love it. Rage Against the Machine.
All right.
Hi, my name's Abby. I'm calling from Chicago. So, love the podcast. Listen every week. Love that we're twice a week now. So, this Miley and Cody Simpson guy, I am so very into, like, celebrity gossip news, whatever. And honestly, besides seeing like a picture and a headline of him, like when he was with Kylie Jenner and she had her old face, I have no idea who this guy is. I've never heard a song from him. I don't know. And I know like a few weeks ago, you guys were like, when was his last hit? Like years ago? I don't know. Ever? I never have heard of him. I know he looks familiar from seeing him on their socials, but whatever. Anyway, he has to be loving this because he is getting so much press. Anyway, I love you guys and can't wait for the next podcast.
Oh, thank you.
I wasn't sure if I knew who he was when we first started talking about him. I thought he was like Jessica Simpson's brother or something.
I knew who he was. I've posted his music before. And like I said, I had him come and perform in my backyard last year.
Was any of the music any good, or was it like really drippy, shitty pop music or something?
There was one song that I liked that I think it was called Surfboard or something like that. It was kind of like a ripoff or like a guy answer to that Beyonce song. Remember that one where she mentioned Surfboard in it?
Yeah, no, I remember the Beyonce song. I don't remember his.
It wasn't a hit, but
I want to say I interviewed him once, but I just can't remember. I'm thinking like it was in Philly, and I didn't know what to ask the guy because I didn't give a shit about him, and I couldn't figure out why he was famous because his music was shitty. So I don't know. I mean, but yeah, he must be loving it. He looks cool, if you ask me. He looks like a rock and roll kid. He looks like someone that fits Miley perfectly, like they're going to be married within a year.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Bullshit, you watch. You're going to eat crow twice on this one. I got a feeling they're in love. Want to wrap it up?
Yeah, thank you guys for listening. We appreciate you. If you enjoyed this, remember, tell your friends, share us on social media.
Give us a call too, 800-721-1185.
If you like our show, you're going to love Adulting Like a Mother Father. Join partners and new parents Daniela Monet and Andrew Gardner every week as the duo navigates all things adulting, health and fitness to financing and romance, all while balancing their careers and a new baby. Listen along as they chat with experts, celebrities, and friends. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss Adulting Like a Mother Father every week on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.